So I read that you are fluent in Mandarin.
I'm not, definitely not fluent. But I lived in China for 11 years, and so every year in school, I had to learn Mandarin, and so I know enough to get around. But it's a difficult language, so there's still a lot more to learn.
That's crazy. How is it living in China?
How was it?
Yeah.
It was, I really enjoyed it, because we, like, had our own community of foreigners, so I went to school at international school, so in my class, there were kids from, you know, like, 7, 8 other countries. So I got to experience a lot of different cultures.
Wow, so you must have a lot of friends from all around the world.
Yeah, I do.
But you were originally born in Roseburg?
Yes, born in Roseburg and lived there until I was 6 years old. That's when we moved to China. My parents were missionaries, and so we were based out of Roseburg. We were supported by our home church, Redeemer's Fellowship. And so they supported us up until 2010.
Wow. That's so crazy.
So every other... about every other summer, we'd come back to the States and spend a couple months back in Roseburg to see all our friends. And so even though I didn't actually, like, live there when I was growing up, it still felt like home, because I always go back to the same people, and there's a few families that I felt like I was a part of their family.
That's so cool. So I don't know if they're going to get this recording fixed, but I'm recording on my end as well, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. So I'll just keep asking you a couple questions. So what are the games, and why did you choose to try out for them?
The Warrior Games is a Paralympic-style competition between the different military branches. And there's 7 different sports. There's sitting volleyball, wheelchair basketball, swimming, track and field, shooting, archery, and cycling. So I decided to try out because the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program, they have these camps to introduce the wounded, ill, and injured airmen to these sports. And the main purpose in these camps is for us to learn how to play these sports in hopes that we can compete against the different branches.
And how was it playing in the Pentagon?
Oh, that was amazing. It's such an honor to go to, you know, one of the nation's most well-known, building, like a building where there's so many important people for our country, and that they hosted us to be able to play the volleyball tournament. It just it shows their support for us, and it's we all really appreciate it.
That's great. And also to recap, you did track and field, and then you won.
I got gold medal in discus and a gold medal in shot put.
That's great. And then also, can you just tell me kind of a quick synopsis of your story and how you got involved with Wounded Warriors?
Yes. Well, I was stationed in Misawa, Japan, in October 2012. I was in a really bad car accident, and the most prominent injury I had was a brain injury, traumatic brain injury. And it's mostly affected me cognitively. There's a little bit of physical. So I have a little bit of drop foot, where it's hard for me to use my ankle to pick up my right foot. So that's how I'm able to be, like, classified for Paralympic sports. But yeah, so then after I was injured, I was in the hospital for a little over a month, and then they sent me back to the States, back to Phoenix, where I went through therapy, outpatient therapy for over a year. Last summer, I got an email from the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program inviting me to one of these introductory sports camps. I had a friend who he was also a wounded warrior, and he was planning on going and encouraged me to go too. So we both went. Neither of us knew what it was going to be like. But after we got there, we realized it was a very good choice we made to go. Because it not only was it just about learning the sports, but it's a family. You get there, and within the first couple days, you already feel like a part of the family with these people that you just met, just because everyone has gone through similar experiences of their lives being changed by an injury or an illness. And so it's a place where I could feel comfortable, because I knew that these people, they could relate to some of the things that I went through.
That's really cool. I'm sorry you had to get to that point, but I mean, it's so amazing that you could participate in this. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? I wrote down that you did volleyball. Is that not true?
I didn't do volleyball at the Warrior Games.
Okay.
But I've played a lot of volleyball at the different camps. And like I've played volleyball at the Pentagon this last week. This last week was my second time doing it.
Wow, that's so crazy. Playing volleyball at the Pentagon.
Yeah. It's definitely not something you'd expect.
So are you planning on coming back to Roseburg anytime soon?
Well, I'll probably be back in Roseburg next summer. I think I'm going to try to go back to Oregon every summer. I'm going to Oregon for Christmas, but I'm only going to Portland, I'm not going down to Roseburg.
Okay, great. Is there anything that you think I missed that you'd like to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Cammie.